The Kneeling Man. Things are pretty much status quo here. We are, well, just as oddly offhand and anxious as ever. We think of ourselves as special dark chocolate with a secret ingredient, white pepper. We no longer have a cat, nor does she have us. At the end, she lay under the Christmas tree like a toy and breathed fast, consciously. We couldn't let her suffer more, or us, or the world. It's autumn, and the maples know more than we do about winter, trying to both mislead her by turning orange and yellow like a squid, then dropping everything and going naked. Then the sap of their souls migrates into dirt, reborn as the makings of sweetness, the makings of belief. Great on pancakes. We want to tell you about the kneeling man at the entrance to Kroger's, a cardboard sign hanging around his neck, illegible words bending his neck, his face, what some might call physiognomy. Legible. We had our week's groceries safe in the trunk and drove by him telling each other, "Don't make eye contact," because it's the first step toward what? Money? Love? Now home, I feel sick like I've eaten something wrong, like a baby, just because some of us don't risk being fooled. But this is all moot. That guy must be gone now that it's dark out there. But he is out there, somewhere trying to earn an earthly indulgence, climbing the stairs of a human spine on his knees.